Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. We really appreciate you joining us. This podcast really shows us how we can all learn, live, and thrive off of each other. By sharing our knowledge through our conversations, we will impart some knowledge whilst learning ourselves how to progress even further. Here is your host.
Welcome to this episode of Intimate Tales. I'm your host, Donald Sololo, here to guide you through the labyrinth of love and desire, one story at a time. Tonight, we draw the curtains to reveal a particularly stirring tale woven with threads of intimacy and self-discovery. Tonight's story, Touch of Silk, invites us into the world where the softest materials shape the hardest decisions. Follow Helena, a spirited artist whose encounter with a mysterious stranger at a gallery opens her eyes to new passions and possibilities. As to navigate through their journey, a simple touch of silk becomes the catalyst for a deeper exploration of their desires and dreams.
My name is Elena, and I turn dreams into reality. My wedding dress designs have blessed many brides, adding some magic to their big day. My studio, tucked on a tree-lined street in the heart of Atlanta, was a haven of silks and satin, a place where tradition got woven into every gown I crafted. Folks around here had long known me as Elena the dressmaker, the reliable hand behind the veil, weaving elegance and modesty into each stitch. Respected by families who wanted the perfect dress that reflected their deepest values. It's a legacy I carried with pride, but lately, it had felt so constricting and old-fashioned like a corset. Lingerie, the word itself gave me a thrill, like a whisper of silk against skin, hidden but deeply felt. Late at night, when the last pins were put away and chalk dust settled on bridal gown sketches, I found myself pulled to a different drawer, one filled with sketches of another kind. Here was my secret, a growing collection of luxury lingerie, designs filled with hushed promises and the gentle clink of lace. The gap between what I showed the public and these private joys was huge. While my wedding dresses spoke to a lifetime of loyalty and family, my lingerie sketches revealed the sensual and intricate layers of femininity, parts of me I'd held back to focus on more marketable virtues. It was one of those nights, with the moon watching silently through my studio window, that my fingers hovered over a sketch of a bold lace piece, so detailed it felt almost wrong to keep it hidden. Enough, I whispered to the night. Sugar, it's time these dreams got their fabric. So, with Atlanta asleep around me, I started the delicate work of bringing these secret visions to life. Each piece of lingerie became a love letter to myself, proof of the uncharted depths of my creativity. As each design formed, a sense of freedom grew, a freedom that came not only from touching silk, but also the chance to find out who I could be when I dare step out from the shadows. In the quiet solitude of my studio, surrounded by bolts of fabric and the soft glow of lamplight, I lost myself in the intoxicating embrace of silk and lace. Each piece of lingerie became a canvas on which I painted my deepest desires, a whispered confession of sensuality and self-discovery. The silk slid through my fingers like liquid fire, its touch igniting a flame of desire that burned bright and relentless. As I selected hues that spoke to the hidden depths of my desires, blush pinks, midnight blacks, and fiery reds, I felt a thrill of anticipation coursing through my veins. The lace, delicate and intricate, became a symbol of the layers of desire that lay beneath the surface, waiting to be uncovered and explored. As I draped and shaped the fabric, and the soft glow of the lamplight, I became both artist and muse, weaving my fantasies into the very fabric of my creations. Finally, standing before the mirror, clad in the delicate silks and laces that I had brought to life, I was struck by the power of my own reflection. Each curve and contour, a testament to the beauty of my body. Those moments, filling me with a sense of liberation, a liberation that came from owning my desires and embracing them without reservation. And as I continued to create, as I slipped into each piece of lingerie, the fabric molded to my curves like a lover's touch, awakening sensations that lay dormant within me, waiting to be explored. In the reflection before me, I saw not just a fashion designer, but a woman on a journey of self-discovery. Each garment became a canvas upon which I painted my deepest longings, a whispered confession of the desires that simmered beneath the surface. I thought to mount a camera side by side to the mirror. And so with each pose and every glance in the mirror, the soft click of the camera shutter filled the air like a whispered promise, the camera also becoming a mirror of my desires, capturing my moments of vulnerability and strength, of longing and liberation. In the glow of the studio lights, I became both artist and muse, weaving a tapestry of desire and longing with each click of the shutter. And as I looked at the pictures I took, I was struck by the power of my own sensuousness. In each curve and contour, I saw not just a woman, but a goddess of desire and sensuality, of passion and self-expression. On an impulse, I created a new Facebook account and began to wear a mask whenever I took my pictures. It was one of those black theatrical masks that accentuated all hints of sensuousness on any woman that dared to wear them. And so was created the fictional online character known as Liana Ross. And as I shared these pictures with the world, as I shared my personal longings with the world, as an anonymous online persona, I felt intensely liberated. The response was overwhelming, as women from all walks of life reached out to me, sharing their own stories of self-discovery and empowerment. As I read their words and saw myself reflected in their stories, I was reminded of the universal nature of desire, a desire to be seen, to be heard, to be loved for who we truly are. And as I continued to share my journey with the world, each photo becoming a bolder expression of my innermost longings, I knew I was not alone. I had found a community of women who also wished to celebrate their desires and embrace their sensuality without shame or hesitation. Unexpected encounters popped up like stars in the night sky, each one a revelation, showing me the power of connection and the beauty of sharing experiences. Out of all the messages that flooded my inbox, one stood out, a message from a woman named Mia. Her words were a beacon of warmth and understanding, drawing me in with a pull I just couldn't resist. As we exchanged messages, I felt a kinship growing between us, a connection that went beyond the digital world. Mia's understanding and acceptance of my online self, Liana, really touched me, sparking a curiosity that burned bright and steady. When Mia invited me to a small, exclusive art exhibit, I couldn't say no. Reading her invite to a small, exclusive art exhibit, I felt a flutter of excitement in my stomach, a mix of exhilaration and nervousness. The thought of meeting Mia in person, stepping out from behind the veil of anonymity to show her my true self, filled me with a wild mix of anticipation and nerves. But underneath all that, there was something else, a deep, primal desire pulsing through me with every heartbeat, pushing me to take this chance, to seize this moment. The idea of being in Mia's presence, sharing a real connection with her, sent a thrill through me, a thrill that spoke to a deeper longing, a hunger that couldn't be ignored. As I made my way to the exhibit, the anticipation built with every step. The air was thick with the promise of what could be, the scent of creativity blending with the soft buzz of conversation. And when I finally saw Mia, standing among the crowd of art lovers, a wave of emotion swept over me, a sense of recognition, of connection, that was hard to put into words. Her smile was a beacon in the darkness, pulling me in with its warmth and sincerity. As we, the guests, walked through the exhibit together, discussing the artwork with shared admiration, I found myself drawn to her in ways I hadn't anticipated. Her intelligence and wit were magnetic, pulling me in closer moment by moment, until it felt like we were the only two people there. The art exhibit was buzzing with energy, a whirl of colors and emotions all around me. Having Mia right there was like having a solid anchor, her real curiosity and warmth wrapped around me like a comforting hug. As we checked out the pieces, sharing our deep respect for each piece, I felt a tension rising in me, a tension that had been simmering quietly under the surface. In a quiet corner, away from the buzz of the crowd, Mia and I stopped in front of a striking painting. Its bold colors seemed to be alive, reflecting the vibrant energy of the city outside. Talking over the artist's use of color and form, I felt a burst of bravery rising in me. Taking a deep breath, I turned to Mia. "Dot. There's something I gotta tell you," I started, my voice steady even though my heart was racing. As I talked, the words just poured out, rushing over each other in their hurry. "I am Liana," I revealed, feeling the burden of the secret lifting with each word. "The online persona you've been talking to, it's me."
Mia's response was instant, a soft gasp and then a bright smile that lit up her face. "I had a feeling," she said, her voice soft and melodious. "But I'm glad you felt cool enough to tell me." Surrounded by the lively atmosphere of the exhibit, I felt an overwhelming sense of freedom wash over me. As I moved through the bustling gallery, the distinction between Elena and Liana started to fade, blending into one identity, a woman unafraid to pursue her wildest dreams and desires. It was as if a veil had been lifted, urging me to step from the shadows into the full light of self-expression. I was ready to be completely myself, without any hesitations. Together, Mia and I wove through the crowd, our movements synchronized in a dance filled with new purpose. Each brush against the admirers around us, each quiet compliment on the surrounding art, reinforced my newfound resolve. We moved as one, united and ready to discover what the night held beyond the gallery doors. As we stepped into the cool evening, a crisp breeze greeted me, gently playing across my skin like a lover's touch. Wrapped in the clarity of my intentions, as real as the silk scarf around my neck, I felt empowered. Holding Mia's hand, with the vast city lights of Atlanta stretching out before us, the night seemed filled with endless possibilities. The evening unfolded beautifully, like a flower blooming, each moment flowing smoothly into the next. We found ourselves in a cozy wine bar hidden away from the bustling main streets, where shadows danced on the walls, providing the perfect backdrop for personal revelations. Each sip of rich, luxurious wine peeled back layers of our conversation, revealing our deepest desires and dreams. The dim lights and the soft hum of jazz only heightened the sensuality of our exchange, pulling us closer into an intimate embrace. Our conversation evolved, moving from whispered words to gentle, explorative touches. The attraction between us was undeniable, a magnetic force that pulled us inevitably closer. Our interactions went beyond words, our fingers traced stories across each other's skin, charting unexplored territories. The outside world faded to a distant haze, leaving only the intense connection between us. As the hours blended together, time seemed to dissolve and our explorations went deeper, driven by a mutual fascination and the intoxicating sense of connection. We were completely absorbed in a sensory world of our own creation, every touch and kiss scripting new narratives into the night. When dawn arrived, its early light seeped through the curtains of Mia's bedroom, casting a soft glow that mirrored the tender moments of the night. As the first rays warmed us, I lay intertwined with Mia, our breathing synchronized in the peaceful quiet. Wrapped in silk sheets, it was the perfect end to our transformational journey. The night had been more than just a passage through the city, it was a deep exploration of our inner selves. Facing the new day, I felt a profound connection not only with Mia but also with myself. We had delved deep into our desires and emerged anew, radiant with the promise of a new day. After Mia's art exhibit, a fresh sense of purpose filled my studio. With Mia's constant encouragement ringing in my ears, I got to work prepping for the next chapter of my journey, a chapter where I'd step boldly into the spotlight, embracing without apology all parts of myself. Over the next several months, Mia and I continued to meet, sharing many beautiful moments that deepened our connection. Each encounter felt precious, yet as time passed, I sensed an inner restlessness growing within me, a realization that I needed more from life than our relationship could offer. When the moment finally came for me to address this feeling, it was with a heavy heart that I explained to Mia my need to end our relationship. I told her about my desire to focus more fully on personal growth and to pursue my ambitions. Mia was understandably upset by this decision. It was clear that she had hoped for a different outcome for us. Despite her disappointment, Mia's concern for my well-being remained. Every now and then, she would call to check in on me. During these brief conversations, she'd ask how I was managing and offer words of encouragement for my future endeavors. Her calls, though less frequent, were a gentle reminder of the care we still held for each other amidst our separate paths. Deciding to publicly launch my lingerie line wasn't easy, but with every stitch and seam, I felt anticipation growing inside me. This collection was more than just clothes, it was a tribute to the power of owning your true self. As the launch date neared, I found myself reflecting on the path that brought me here, the late nights spent over sketches, the quiet moments of deep thought, and the unexpected connections I'd made along the way. Each step had been revealing, pushing me closer to understanding myself and my creative potential. On launch day, the air buzzed with excitement as guests filled the room, their eyes sparkling with curiosity and expectation. I stood in the middle of it all, surrounded by racks of lingerie that carried pieces of my soul, each item reflecting the woman I had become. As the first guests rolled in, I felt a mix of nerves and excitement hit me. But looking around at the faces before me, friends, family, and new allies, I knew I wasn't alone. Their presence reminded me that I was supported, loved, and celebrated. When I took the stage to introduce my collection, the words just flowed, powered by a confidence I'd never felt before. I talked about the road that led to this moment, the challenges and victories that had molded me into the woman they saw, feeling a surge of pride, not just in the garments, but in the woman who made them come alive. As the launch wrapped up and the last guests headed out into the night, I was left feeling a sense of fulfillment as real as the silk against my skin. The journey of self-exploration was far from done, but with each step forward, I was getting closer to a truer, more genuine version of myself. Standing alone in my studio, with the remains of the launch scattered around like fallen leaves, I caught myself thinking about the journey that led me here. The echoes of laughter and chatter still hung in the air, reminding me of the connections made and memories shared. In the soft moonlight streaming through the windows, I was drawn to the sketches spread across my desk, the remnants of a dream that had finally taken off. Each line and curve told a story, a tribute to the creativity and passion that guided me on this path. Looking out at the city skyline ahead, I was filled with a sense of what could be, a feeling that the future was mine to shape, for those brave enough to go for it. And as I shut the studio door behind me and stepped out into the cool night air, I did so grateful for all the lessons, the connections, and the endless possibilities waiting out there. For Elena, the journey of self-discovery was far from done. And with the city lights twinkling above, lighting my way, I knew I was ready to take on whatever comes next with courage, elegance, and an unwavering sense of pride.
Thank you for joining me for Touch of Silk. Tonight, we follow threads of longing and liberation that remind us how transformative a simple moment can be when we open ourselves to the possibilities of love and connection. May Helena's journey inspire you to find beauty and passion in the unexpected. And speaking of passion, make sure to tune in next time for an electrifying tale of power, Haleo, and high stakes of high heels. Discover what happens when the right pair of shoes leads to a crossroad of career and romance. You won't want to miss it.
Has a chance encounter ever changed the course of your life? Have you ever felt a connection that was instant and electrifying? If you've experienced moments like these or have stories of unexpected romance and self-discovery, we'd love to hear them. Share your tales with us, and we might just feature your story in an upcoming episode of Intimate Tales. Join the conversation and become a part of our community by following us on social media, sending us an email, or visiting our website. We are eager to hear your feedback, suggestions, and personal reflections on the stories we share. Your interaction makes our journey into the intimate tales of the heart even more enriching. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for the latest updates, behind-the-scenes content, and teasers of upcoming episodes. Engage with us and let us know what you think about the episodes, and stay tuned for exclusive sneak peeks. Tonight's episode was made possible by our sponsor, Lux Linens, bringing you the finest silk and linens for that perfect touch of elegance in your life. Visit them online to transform your home with the beauty of silk. And if you or your company are interested in supporting our podcast, please contact us to explore sponsorship opportunities. You can also give a donation by PayPal to used ID websesameagmail.com. That again is websesame@gmail.com.
To an end. But the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.